adjusting the hour and everything else. Basically, I call your attention to the Research Steering Committee report behind tab 8. It includes the meeting summary, document number 2, strategic planning for cooperative research, which is a workshops that were held throughout the region. Document number 3 is the strategic planning document. Document number 4 is the slide presentation. Document number 5 is research type priority and needs 2009 to 2013. You've seen that one before. Document number 6 is a report on cooperative research programs, goals in New England, perceptions of commercial fishermen. I'm not going to run through it in honor of the hour, but I would ask that you all please read it. It's an important report. It tells you where we've been and how far we still have to go. And document number 7 is human dimensions of bycatch reduction technology. Same thing. I ask that people read it. I'm not going to report on it. I'll give my report very briefly, and then Dr. Hoey will give his report. Basically, the committee held a meeting to actually discuss steering research for a change instead of dealing with final reports, reflecting back on the 10 years of cooperative research that we've done. This was a half-day session followed by a public meeting that Dr. Hoey will report on. Again, I assume you can all read, so I'm not going to spend a lot of time discussing this. We discussed our review policies yet again for some ways that it can be improved. A model was suggested to hold meetings based on individual species or topics with a group of people being present to help guide things, for example, in research set-asides. That's at the top of page 2. At the bottom of page 2 is a list of items that we developed for further refinement of cooperative research in the next 5 to 10 year period. Again, you have to remember that this was all developed at a time when we thought there'd be very little money available and that we would really have to parse the dollars that we had. Again, I'm not going to run through it in the interest of time. Everybody, please read it. And we also, after that, we conducted an exercise to identify the mechanisms that should be used to promote and fund cooperative research in the future. That's the bottom half of page 3. And again, I would hope that you could all read that. And if anybody has any questions, perhaps you could ask me tomorrow morning at the start of the meeting, and that'll greatly speed up our presentation here. With that being said, I'd like to turn it over to Dr. Hoey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Again, in the interest of time, we'll move through here pretty quick. Basically, we initiated a strategic planning exercise. We held 5 meetings from New Jersey through Rockport, Maine. And the idea was to gather ideas and to present information from the previous 10 years and get input as to what the priorities be guiding us through the next 3 to 5 years, particularly in light of the transition that we're undergoing in from input controls to output controls and those types of things. We also, as a part of this process, established a leadership committee, Cooperative Research Leadership Committee, which was essentially the deputies of each of the council, Mid-Atlantic and New England Council, Atlantic States Commission. Frank Almeida and George served on that for the region office. Between the meetings with that leadership group and the public comments that we got at the 5 meetings, we not only got some good ideas on research and things, but we also got some very constructive comments on the need to do some structural look at the programs and try and improve some of the administrative processes and things like that. That's an internal thing, and you know we'll step away from that now. But we have a program review for research set-asides. We're looking at ways to streamline exempted fishing permits. We've made significant progress in that over the past year and a half, 2 years, but clearly there are some improvements that still could be made. Bottom line, in terms of the cross-cutting themes that were identified, these are slight modifications from the original directions of the program. Two broad areas were: one, just broad monitoring, thinking about fishery-dependent monitoring and how cooperative research could assist sectors and commercial fishermen and the managers in improving the timeliness, temporal spatial specificity of the type of data that you get to support those items. One sub-activity under that was a good suggestion to do some partnering with the observer programs, with individual fishermen, and with my field staff so that we could look at different ways of sorting and how you estimate bycatch for different styles of fisheries. So the monitoring sides of it also identified some survey data gaps. We heard some of those this morning. People have interest in fixed gear surveys on hard bottom, non-trawlable grounds. So that has come up consistently, ventless traps. Those types of things that will fit in data gaps that are a subset of the five-year priorities your council identified broadly that we extracted from those, primarily for those things we thought were most appropriate for cooperative research. The second major theme that was focused on was conservation engineering. That has been very much more external to our program, and the recommendation is that we establish a significant role and almost a node at the Science Center, that we staff up the way we have for surveys and some of the study fleet programs so that we could support more conservation engineering, relying on a lot of our external partners, but having a more active role to keep track of the data, make sure that it feeds into management. So those are the broad outlines of the area and the species priorities. Again, we were dealing with Mid-Atlantic through New England, so we have scup and black sea bass for fixed gear surveys. Up in the Gulf of Maine, there's interest in gillnet and bottom longline surveys, some cusp wolffish targets there. Flatfish catchability in southern New England and the Mid-Atlantic up through the lower part, southern part of Georgia's, are hot topics. Bycatch reduction, we've got the flatfish and the skates, looking for work with some of the new designs of nets that have been proven through, and now we need to do some outreach and more technology transfer. It was one of the structural suggestions that we received, was that we'd been so busy trying to catch up, tracking down all the data and manning field operations, that we really need to improve our outreach communication and some of the extension services that are provided. So those are the major high points, and those are primarily the New England targets that were identified through that process. We made this presentation to the coordinating committee last week, I think, doing a lot of traveling, and the coordinating committee strongly supported these efforts. So we're going to now be starting the budget process draft a final report. We hope to have that out to the research steering committee, and then hold some implementation meetings after that to get this work underway. If you have any questions or
any questions for Dr. Holley? Okay. What I would ask is that, given the late hour, that after the audience and the council has fortified themselves with several adult beverages over the course of the evening, that they read document number one. And if people have questions about any of the bullets, especially at the bottom of page two or the top of page three, that with the chair's indulgence, they could ask those questions first thing tomorrow morning and we could have a discussion if it was necessary.
You have a question?
I just wanted to see what it felt like to raise my hand, and I'd forgotten. I think that's a good idea, Dave. People look through the documents, and if there's some burning questions, we can address them tomorrow morning before we jump into scallops. Anything else, Dave? Anything else from anybody under research steering? Okay, we'll see you bright and early tomorrow at 8:30.
All right.
Thank you, Dr. Howie.